For several years, Vancouver Republican Representative Paul Harris has sought to change the state's laws that allow children to be exempted from receiving vaccines before they're enrolled in school.
In 2014, I signed on to a vaccine bill with a good representative from the 38th. It did a whole lot more than this did. This just gets rid of the personal exemptions for the MMR, does nothing else, keeps the religious exemption both personal and organizational, also keeps the medical exemption.
It also allows parents to provide evidence that their children already have the immunity to the disease for which the vaccination would be administered. Harris thought last week that his bill was dead for the session because of a ruling that it missed a deadline for being introduced for a vote on the Senate floor. But that ruling was overturned, and the bill was narrowly approved there. On Tuesday, House members were asked to approve that Senate version. Several House Republicans complained their amendments had been stripped out and they couldn't support it. Colfax Republican Joe Schmick says it takes away parents' rights to exempt their children with a simple request.
And ultimately, the parent is responsible for that child. And I think that this is the wrong direction that we should be moving, because the parent should be making this call.
A similar bill is moving through the Oregon legislature. On Tuesday, about 1,000 people gathered near the Capitol building in Salem to protest it. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.